Yo guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Ramen Bangers podcast. Today, me and my co-host Preston are going to be
Yo.
talking about One Piece chapter 1068. Kind of just like recapping it, giving our thoughts about it, talking about what we think is going to happen next. Excuse me.
Bless.
Thank you. I can start with the cover page if you want, and then if you want to take it
Oh, yeah.
off from there. So the cover page, first of all, the title of the chapter is A Genius's Dream. The genius obviously referring to Luffy, because he's the smartest character in One Piece.
X, Vegapunk's dumb.
Yes. And then we see, what's his name? Judge. We see Judge and Caesar fighting. And it just says two former members of MADS, which was like the science team, I think. They're reunited and they're fighting and they're thinking about something mysterious. Bro, wait, does that kind of look like Vegapunk up there? Or no?
It looks like somebody with long legs.
I mean, isn't that the shirt? Like, isn't that like the shirt jacket
I thought
right
that
there?
was a no, I thought that was like the cape back and then like two legs. That's what I thought it was. Cause look, you see to the right, the person on the right looks like Dragon. Like the little black
Oh, wait, I
silhouette.
kind of see what you're talking about.
I thought that was like Buggy or something, because it's like.
Don't know. I kind of feel like it. Wait, I'm gonna look up what Vegapunk's outfit. I mean, it could be a different outfit, but let's see. Images
Honestly,
of.
if it is Vegapunk, it makes sense because like it looks like dragons to the side of him.
Yes. Yeah, because it looks to me like that's like a collared shirt. Or not a collared shirt, but like a collared lab coat. And then it looks like it has the, like a, I don't know. But either way, you want to start with the actual chapter? Oh wait, no, that is Vegapunk. Looking down,
Is
bro, I'm pretty sure that thing hanging down is like his tongue.
it is. Yeah, and then honestly, do you think that silhouette to the right is Dragon? Because they used to be like, looks like
Could be.
Dragon's hair.
It could be, yeah. It does. You want to start with the like the chapter?
Yes. So pretty much the one of the Vegapunks was talking about, they're like, oh, thanks Cypherpol for returning the Seraphim. S-Bear can make its way back. And they said it basically it's busy, thanks for the hard work trying to blow them off basically, and we see the sea beasts or whatever they're called are surrounding the ship. They're like, that's not a warm welcome. Poochie thinking, so he has his suspicions, which Vegapunk's a genius, so and then you're talking to Vegapunk and ask them, do you have any comment on the disappearances? About like the ships that have been disappearing from the sea beasts. So basically, they got beef. The government ships haven't made it back. They've been getting trashed, taken care of at sea. Then the Lilith Vegapunk was like, jing over the snail, thinking that she was like, oh, so you think we destroyed them? And they were just like, oh, okay, well, we still can't let you in. And, gonna infiltrate using the S Bear's ability. So they're gonna get past all the sea beasts. Then we get to a brief point. It says Grand Line. Puma is still running. And, they say, like, where are you going? Like, on fire. he's being attacked by these, pulling off all the parts that were on him, and then he just disappears, and you see Dragon Kuma. Did you want to take over here for when it switches to
Yeah, I can.
Luffy?
So basically, I was confused at first because I was like, why'd he just like disappear all of a sudden? And then I looked over, or like, well, I'll just skip ahead a little bit. Basically, once we get back to Luffy, or not Luffy, once we get back to Lucci, we see that they're actually on the island, like Egghead Island. Like, it looks like they teleported over there. Well, they did teleport
Used the
because.
ability of that guy.
Yeah, they used Kuma's ability, right? They used like the S or whatever, like the bear seraphim to teleport.
Spare.
So I'm wondering, maybe the S bear and like the real Kuma are connected, and so like when one teleports, the other one does also. So it's possible that Kuma could have like accidentally gotten teleported because they teleported, possibly. I had a little like that's kind of what I thought might be going on. Or they're just both happen to be teleporting at the same time.
So I was gonna say, remember how Kuma like teleported Luffy and his crew back in Sabaody?
Yes.
So I just thought that Kuma might have used it on himself right there, and then the bear also just has the same ability because it's a remake. So they were like, they were just like, oh, okay, well, we're gonna use this ability because it like copied from the original. So I don't I think it's just like a coincidence that they both teleported, but who knows?
But yeah, so right after the part where Kuma teleports, we go over to Junkyard on Egghead Island, and it's basically we got Vegapunk and Luffy talking. I actually like this part a lot. He's basically just talking about how like I mean Vegapunk's kind of just like talking about stuff, and he talks about his dream. He's basically Elon Musk. I mean, not really, but he said he wants to make a world where energy is free and available to all. Basically, I know like most arcs in One Piece kind of have like a real world like sort of thing, like a problem, like I don't know, slavery or like starvation or something. This one, it might r be like referencing like the energy crisis. So yeah, he's
The
basically.
world government is stealing all the energy.
Yes. Basically, he's saying that things were better in the past when. Well, he's saying, like. Basically, just like. Stuff about, like, the past and, like, the conflicts and stuff. And he mentions that, like, the robot must have used some ancient fuel that in order to power it. So could be something to do with like that, maybe some lore going on. Also, the thing
Yeah, so I was. What's up?
I was just gonna say, I like the pictures of Luffy like picking his nose because he has no idea what Vegapunk is talking about.
Bro, he's an idiot.
What were you gonna say?
Saying was, though, so, like, I had a theory about the, like, the robot having the, like, the certain energy back then, and I wonder if, like, since they were defeated by the now, like now, world government. I wonder if the government like took all the energy back then and has been like hoarding. That's why Vegapunk's trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and it could have something to do with like devil fruits, or you know how that island that Sabo was on blew up? Could very much have to do with like the energy that they're using, maybe. Maybe they have like some sort of weapon they've made, or it's possible that this thing is one of the ancient weapons, maybe.
Yes. Good
Another
theory.
part of the chapter I liked. Oh wait, does it even say it here or is it later? I think it's later. But yeah, you want to talk about CP0 and their entrance?
Yes. So pretty much Punk knows too much is facts. Hero busts in, and I thought it was cool how he says like the government wants to erase me, just like O'Hara. Cipher pulled up
Oh,
with,
yeah.
the bear, F bear, whatever his name is. And Luffy's like, weren't they called CP9? But CP0 stands above the rest. Historically, they've been the bringers of catastrophe. So I guess they're just like special roles passed down throughout history by the government. And they start talking about, you guys hear about the sea beast that got taken out? And CP0 probably took them out. CP0 is on the island, and the sea beast consumed their ship. So that's why they used the S-Bear's power. And then, pretty much they're trying to evacuate the island and the workers and everything. So Luffy picks up Bonnie, they start to go, and then Vegapunk disappears. What do you think that is?
All right,
Like, he just
yeah.
vanished into thin air.
This is the part I wanted to talk about. So basically, he's saying like he's gonna go pack real quick, and then Luffy's like, "We're not going on a field trip." I think that's Luffy that says that. He's like, "We're not going on a field trip," and Jinbei's like, "Your sudden disappearance would qualify as a catastrophe," and Luffy's like, "But I'll allow it since you have a funny head." Thought that was funny. Basically, classic Luffy just letting people join his crew or like join his adventure just because they look funny. And yeah, so Luffy basically dips. I have no idea what happened with him right there, 'cause I don't know. It's just weird that he like looks like what's his name, Kizaru. His like light fruit. I think it's him that has it.
He has the light fruit.
Yeah, I think Kizaru is the one that he kind of just like disappears. Yeah, it kind of looked like that. Like he turned into light or something. I don't know. Maybe he's just like a hologram or something. Couldn't tell you.
Oh, I was gonna say, 'cause it's not a devil fruit unless he has two. But I was guessing it was probably something with science, like his
Yeah.
research.
Yeah, it could be. Or it's just like a hologram or something, maybe. Because, like, we see later. Or actually, yeah, because the very next page.
Holograms are literally on the next panel.
Yeah, and sometimes Oda does that where, like, he'll give you, like, a hint without giving it to you, but, like, when you look back, you're like, wow, that was right in front of me. So, I don't know. Maybe it is, but I could see it being anything.
So literally what we were just talking about, a space monster comes out to attack CP0. They're just
Yeah.
like, oh, it's a hologram. So, like you were saying, and CP0 discovers the Frontier Dome. So like, there's a ring surrounding the lab stratum, the entire lab stratum. And it's like a laser beam is triggered if someone crosses the line. Insane.
Yes.
And then Dr. Atlas though comes out to fight. And they're like, wait. And she's like, Ultra Mighty Punch. And then into his hybrid form and hits her with the Six King pistol off the bat, breaks her face, really blows up her face, and everybody's like, OMG, like, well, but she's still breathing though, it's Lucci says, but then Luffy runs back into him in his, he calls him Pigeon Guy. And are we about to see a rematch of the episode 319?
Yes, probably.
Bro, if they box again, that would be peak.
Bro, honestly, that would be really cool. I don't know, bro. Like, the thing is,
Maybe like 15 years later, they fight again.
yeah, like, I could see them fighting again. Because right now, he's kind of like the main villain of this arc, which seems kind of cheap since he was the main villain of an arc already. I don't think this is like a huge arc though. Like it's not like a Wano build up sort of thing, but I will say, I don't know what's gonna happen between the fight because Lucci literally like demolished. Bro, also I didn't realize she was that big. I thought she was like
Yeah, right.
tiny.
And but they're all big because you know the Vegapunk number one, like the one that looks like Daft Punk in real life?
Yeah.
He's like tall and thin.
Bro, wait, what? Are you on TCB?
Yeah.
Bro, scroll down to the comments and you'll see a meme. It shows him on the ground. It's like a episode, it's from like the
You want to know what's
Water
funny?
7. He's like, "Did we beat Luffy?" And Kaku's like,
What I just
"Yes."
sent you. We're
Oh, actually?
talking about them fighting again. I was cropping it because I was like,
Wait, where'd you send it to me?
Snapchat. Wait, what did you send me? You said this isn't real, but it should be.
Bro, that's the cover for Volume
Cover.
305.
305.
Or not 305, 105. Like,
Is gonna be the cover or it's
no,
not?
it's not. It's a fan-made cover, but it looks sick.
See.
But yeah, it's like that classic One Piece thing. Usually it's like Naruto and Sasuke, but it's like, "Hey Kaku, did we defeat
It's like
Luffy?"
Naruto, did we beat Naruto, did we beat Luffy? No, that was
That was
Usopp.
Usopp. Yeah.
Yeah. Upper's gonna solo.
Bro, I feel like, honestly, I don't know what's gonna happen. I'm just here for the ride.
Want to wrap.
Should be pretty peak. Either
No
way.
break next week?
Yeah, next chapter of the year is next week. Pretty
Also,
insane.
Berserk in 10 days?
Oh, actually, nice. Bro,
Oh,
so I
no.
thought the last episode, I thought the last or the last chapter, I thought that was the last one of the arc, but apparently there's one more in the arc.
So, like this one?
Yeah, like the one that's coming out now is gonna be the final Fantasia, or is it? Yeah, Fantasia chapter. But I don't know. But yeah, you got anything else to add?
Oh man, honestly, waiting to see Lucci versus Luffy again, or possibly something with Kuma.
Yeah.
Honestly,
Flashback to Sabo versus, wait, no, I mean Law versus Blackbeard.
Law versus Blackbeard,
Or just
Sab,
Sabo.
Lelouchia Kingdom. Bro, there's so much going on right now.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy that most series, like, you want to know what's going on with the main character. Right now, bro, this part of the series is the least important. Or, like, the least hype. Like, there's so much other stuff going on besides the stuff with Luffy that I want to see also. And, like, this is still, like, top tier right now. Like, this is still, like, good action, good, like, lore and stuff. But even then, even with all the peak going on Egghead Island, I still want to know what's going on in other parts of the world.
Two.
But yeah, that's basically it for this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Be sure to give us a positive review, and we'll see you in the next one.